Not much we can say apart from obviously we've come away from home, done really well. Great result. Obviously nice to get so many people on a score sheet, especially strikers. Get some off the mark, hopefully builds their confidence up, builds the whole team confidence up. Three clean sheets on the trot and just now forget about it and prepare for Tuesday night.
And you know, you can say what you want about them and the way they were at the back at times. You know, you didn't have any let up and you kept going, didn't you? I suppose that's probably the pleasing thing from your aspect, because it would have been easy just to have sat back.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like, you never know, like, I know it might only be third game of season, but come the end of the season, might be goal difference, might be difference between two or three places. You just never know. I mean, you've only got to look at how tight the league was in last year was coming the end of the season. I think 2 points split the top four. Could have quite easily come down to goal difference. So it's really important that when you get an opportunity like that to demolish sides, then you take advantage of it.
And as you say, it's only early, but already we're seeing some high scores. Telford have won 5-0 at Gainsborough today. There was the result for Alfton here, so it could all be important.
Yeah, precisely. So we just don't know. First and foremost, we want 3 points. As a defender, I want clean sheets. As a unit, we want clean sheets. And then hopefully we score as many goals as we can. And if we keep winning, hopefully we'll just keep going. Like, we know we've had three games, we looked at fixtures, obviously we were quite pleased with them, and Tuesday night's it's going to be a lot tougher, we know that, I think everybody knows that, and we just look forward to it, and it's another challenge for this young side, and hopefully we can take it on and go on again.
And a couple for you today?
Yeah, always nice to score. I don't know, I was just speaking to a couple of lads, I was saying when I was a young lad, never really scored many goals, I got into men's football and I managed to keep scoring and scoring, so I don't know, it's obviously nice. Just a shame I didn't get a hat-trick, but I'll take 2 goals and a 9-0 win.
And pleasing as well to think the last 2 games you've been without, what were last season your top 2 scorers in Spencer Weir-Daly and Mark Newsham, which again says a lot that you've come through those two.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it just shows throughout the side, even last year we had goals all over the team. Hopefully we'll keep that on this year. We've got goals in the back, obviously midfield, wide, up front, wherever we turn to. That's a good thing about the side, is we can score goals pretty much from anywhere.
And I know it sounds silly when you've scored 9 goals, but is it as pleasing to get the clean sheet again today, because that keeps the run going?
Yeah, massive. It's like, as a centre half, it's what we live and die on. All I care about, first and foremost, 3 points. Next thing for me is clean sheet. I get clean sheet, anything else is a bonus on top of that. Obviously my goals are obviously pleasing to come along as well.
And I know Rob and Paul will say it doesn't mean anything, and I know it doesn't, it's only 3 games, but you'll pick up the paper tomorrow and you're top of the table, and it's still nice to see that, even if it's early on, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You want to be top of the league at any time of the season, if it's in August, but first and foremost, we need to be looking at the end of the season. We want to finish as high as possible. We're not getting carried away. We've come away, yeah, we've won 9-0, but in all truth, with no disrespect, the opposition weren't very good today and they weren't at it. So we're not going to get carried away. We just go about our business. We've got some tough games coming up now. This will be a real test. And hopefully we can pick up as many points as we can.